Once people stop trusting their drinking water, do they ever get that trust back? This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. 4 years ago, the city of Toledo told more than 450,000 residents to immediately stop drinking water out of the tap. That's after engineers detected a toxin called microcystin in the water. The incident has taught the city some hard lessons, as Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports.
50,000 gallons of water a minute flow into this deep channel inside Toledo's water treatment plant. Plant administrator Andy McClure says even at this early stage, the water has been partially treated, starting at the intake crib in Lake Erie.
The water going through this channel has had potassium permanganate added for primarily for zebra mussel control, then powdered activated carbon for taste and odor and microcystin.
Municipal water treatment is a painstaking and complicated process. At this point, another chemical, aluminum sulfate, is added. That gets all the microbes and other unwanted particles to coagulate or stick together.
And we like to take that coagulation process and then we go through a flocculation process to make flock. And that's larger particles than actually settled out.
So that stuff called flock, that's spelled F-L-O-C, if you ever need to spell it for someone. After the flocculation process, the plant adds lime for softening, then sends the water to vast pools to pass through filters. Then the water's treated with chlorine and fluoride. Only after all this does the water leave the treatment plant. It was at that point that the city detected a tiny amount of microcystin on August 1, 2014, 1.6 parts per billion, about the equivalent of a blade of grass in a football stadium. The microcystin came from a huge bloom of green, slimy cyanobacteria that had surrounded the water intake in Lake Erie. Janet Schroeder is an analyst for Toledo Public Utilities. She says the situation put the city in a quandary.
Microcystin was not a regulated contaminant and is still not a regulated contaminant.
Which means there was no guidance from either the Ohio EPA or US EPA about what to do. Out of an abundance of caution, the city told residents to stop drinking the water. Administrator McClure says Toledo wasn't well prepared for what happened next.
People fighting over, bottled water and the distribution of the bottled water, the emergency response wasn't what it could have been.
Afterwards, the U.S. EPA decided 1.6 parts per billion of microcystin is not a public health crisis. The agency now gives utilities more than a week to eliminate the toxin.
And had rules been in place then, they were in place now, there would not have been a do not drink advisory.
That's not to say the crisis was all for naught. Water systems all across the nation now have some idea what to do if it happens to them. In Michigan, communities that are monitoring for microcystin have had no incidents of detection in tap water. And Toledo is determined to avoid a repeat. Utilities analyst Janet Schroeder says the city tests for microcystin once a day in the summer and installed cyanobacteria monitoring buoys near the intake crib and added to its chemical treating capacity. Plus, there's better public outreach.
In the event we have an emergency, everyone knows what's going on.
Toledo's microcystin levels have been undetectable since 2014, but the work to restore trust is ongoing. Luckily, Facebook rumors are not sparking runs on bottled water as frequently as they once were. But it could be a long time before people take their drinking water for granted. And maybe that's a good thing. For the Environment Report, I'm Tracy Samilton.
And that's today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.